First, I shall begin with a brief word for those of you who are not familiar with guided meditations. The meditation that follows is based on a number of visual symbolic images that represent and evoke deeper states of our being that are closer to our divine source, that is, God. By focusing all our attention upon these, we are aided in recognizing and affirming the perfect God-given elements that form the permanent core to our spirit, and which are the basis or foundation on which all our spiritual growth and flowering take place. By relinking with this perfection within you, negative blocks such as fears, guilt feelings, and feelings of failure and inadequacy are removed. Don't exercise the logical reasoning level of your mind in the meditation, though know that it's there in the background to safeguard you from any distorting influence that might go against your free will or rationality. Rather, allow yourself to live in or live out the images and scenes, and affirm the existence of what they symbolize in yourself. And afterwards, remember that you carry them with you always, and can call them out or relive them whenever you wish or need to. They're called remnants of the states of heaven we experienced in our earliest life. This particular meditation is based on two central images: the child in the meadow and the ascent of the mountain. The child in the meadow is our own Garden of Eden state, all the perfection of God's creative hand in our own making. It's perfect. It's ever childlike. It's the key to entrance to the kingdom of God. We may bury it under piles of rubbish or filth, but like the pearl of great price, it's always there, waiting to be rediscovered and relived. The ascent of the mountain is our soul's path of growth and development, sometimes very exhilarating, sometimes stressful, painful, or difficult, and then often avoided by us when we choose easier pathways that lead nowhere and leave us feeling empty and drained. Don't strain to give attention to or to follow the images and guiding words. If you miss some, it doesn't matter. Enter the flow of the soul's movement as if you were being gently carried down a flowing stream, and simply let the experience happen to you. You will find additional images flow in during the spaces in the verbal guidance. This is your own personal revelation from your divine source. Recall what you can of it after the meditation is completed. Discuss it with an understanding friend, what they might mean for you or be trying to teach you. Remember that God's still small voice can only be heard in the silences between the noise we mostly let go on in our minds. Now sit comfortably with your back straight and your head erect on your spine, your hands in any comfortable position in your lap. Close your eyes. Now follow your breathing for a moment. Breathe out and in and out again. Relax the muscles round your eyes and round your lips. Relax the muscles of your neck. Now your arms and your hands and fingers, letting the tension flow away out of them. Relax your waist and your thighs and legs and feet and toes. Now follow your breathing again. Notice how it becomes gentler and more tacit. See yourself now in a great dark empty space, surrounded by darkness. In the distance, a small point of light appears. You find yourself moving towards it, and as you do so, the light gets larger and larger until you merge into it and through it and find yourself in a bright green meadow with grass short and long around you. Can you see flowers here and there in the grass? What colour and shape are they? What kind of trees can you see bordering round your meadow? Can you hear a little stream meandering its way through as the water splashes over the stones? Notice now how you're naked and perfectly free to move your limbs and leap around as you wish. Feel the grass under your feet, cool, soft, damp. Feel the warm sunshine beaming down on you from above. Feel the love of your Heavenly Father, for He is that Son beaming down His love upon you. Feel your Father's strength below you, in the firm, soft ground. See Him expressing Himself around you in the trees He has created and in the soft distant blue hills. Feel Him touch you in the gentle breeze that wafts against your face and body. Hear your Father singing his songs of joy and pleasure at his new creation, his new child, in the soft, simple music. Feel safe, very safe, and yet free, as you run through the long deep grass and paddle your feet in the cool stream. Now you notice the fruit bushes nearby. What kind of fruit is it? You pick some and eat it. How does it taste? See that tree nearby? How climbable it looks. Yes, go on, climb it. You are free and wise and perfectly safe. Free, yet absolutely dependent on Father for everything. Everything around you and within. You are alone, and yet not alone, for your Father speaks and sings through everything around you, and you know you are loved with a total, perfect love. What are you feeling at the moment? Try to list your feelings. Now you feel you want to move on, to explore, to find a greater challenge. You feel drawn towards a beautiful distant blue mountain with its peak high and glistening in the sky. You follow a path through fields and woods that eventually brings you to the foot of this great high mountain, and you begin to wind and zigzag upwards. Up and up you climb. And now, what do you see when you look back and around you? Move on and up. The view is becoming quite something. You begin to feel quite lifted up above the plain below. And you can feel the air cooler now, and the wind sometimes quite strong or even cold at times. Move upwards. And now you come to a steep, rocky bit. It looks hard to traverse, and you're tempted to take an easier downward path, but you don't. You make the effort. Your limbs are free and strong, and you notice how the peak beckons and smiles and draws you up. Feel the effort and the strain involved in the climb, and the sense of achievement as you master each steep part. Now rest a moment. What can you see? How are you feeling now? You get up and set off to climb further. You find the next part easier, and you gain more height quite rapidly. More peaks appear in the distance, more slopes, more valleys, more lakes. Now it's getting really tough and you want to give up. But look up to the peak now. Look, there's a shining light on the top that calls to you, beckons you, draws you up. And you know, there's no going back, there's no staying put. You must go on and up. You can and will and must make it to the top. Keep that shining light in your mind's eye. Stretch and strain and heave yourself up over one boulder after another. Feel the strength flowing into your limbs. Where is it coming from? What are you feeling now? Heave yourself over one last boulder and sit down and rest on the top. And notice the bright light around you and now within you. The light is now coming from inside you and shooting out in all directions. You are now a light set on a hill. What are you feeling now? Do you feel you want to give thanks to Father? Look around you into the distance. See how many noble blue and white peaks are standing up around you. Now look down to the lower slopes and notice there are many people struggling upwards, some turning back, some looking up to you and starting to climb again. Beam your love and strength down to them. Will them on. Fill them with your empathy and fellow feeling and your strength to overcome and achieve. Watch as now some of them also reach the top and join you, and they too are now beaming light. And notice how their light mingles with yours as you link arms and place your arms on each other's shoulders. Now feel their warmth coming from within, and how their light and your light together grow brighter. What are you feeling and thinking now? Do you like singing? What words are you singing? And now, all of you, look down, right down into the valley, and see where there are patches of dark, barren ground and scrubby desert. Notice people wandering around, lost, always seeming to take the wrong path, further away from the light and the bright. What are you feeling and thinking now? Yes, you must descend to them. Never mind losing the height you gained. You've climbed it once, you know you can always climb it again. as you descend, notice how the light inside you is still shining there. Not so brightly outside you, perhaps, as you get lower and lower and feel less uplifted and it gets darker. But the light inside is not going out. When you were in the meadow, the light was beaming down on you and around you. But now you know it shines from inside you and sheds light a little way all around you. When you were in the meadow, your Father was above, below, and around you. Now you feel Him deep inside you. But He has not changed. His love for you is just as strong. But you have changed. For light and heat now flow out of you, and you are like a lighted torch or flame, able now to carry light and warmth to those who are in the cold and the darkness below. As you all descend, you each separate out to different areas of darkness, coldness, and barrenness. But you don't feel alone. Inside you are many. Inside you are all your new brothers and sisters, and of course, your Father. And you are all one, because there is the same Spirit and Father within you, the Spirit of God in the human, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now take with you your new strength, your new determination, your sense of perfect love, peace, and joy inside you. Take them with you wherever you go. You are now always in God, and He is in you, and you and all your brothers and sisters are one in God's kingdom, and Christ shines through each of you so long as you remember who you now are, truly a son of God. Now gradually return your focus to the actual room you are in, but not forgetting what you now carry inside you. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes and adjust back to your normal surroundings and condition. Let us thank God, our Father, for His love and joy in creating us and caring for us.